Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Are you welcoming me to our show?
I'm not a welcoming person, but yes, I am welcoming you to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. It's not like you've never been here before.
This is my very first time.
I believe that. I'm just kidding.
You know what? Our listeners might believe that too, actually.
Well, yeah.
It's like, where have you been?
I don't know. Well, in general, once these drop, they'll be like, there you are. We've missed you so much.
We want to listen to Kara and Brad and Brad and Kara talking nonsense about books.
Fair. I mean,
just going on and on, on and on about Lord of the Rings.
And then at some point, we just tell Brad to shut up.
Nah.
Really? Oh, okay.
No.
Well, that's nice of
We just do like an hour like long of recording and then.
And then all of a sudden, Brad never talks again for the rest of his life.
Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, vow of silence. Right. I own
that will be interesting going into season 3.
Yikes. Yeah. Like, and Brad, what's your take on that? I'm just going to like Morse code on the table.
Like,
pretty much.
And then Carl will be like, I have no clue what he just said. So I'm just going to talk about Lord of the Rings again.
But his facial expression is telling me that he probably wants to eat a whole thing of broccoli.
Yeah. Because when do you not want to eat a whole thing of broccoli?
Oh, I don't know. When I come across that, I'll tell you.
Fair.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
So yeah, if you haven't picked up yet, I am Brad.
And I'm Kara.
And this is Tales from Booksellers.
Yay.
Because we tend to not tell people who we are and what we do and what this thing is called that we do.
And where they can find us out in the world.
That's true. We're really bad at that. Or at least I am, for sure.
And we could both work on it just a little bit more. So we can actually be found on Facebook and Instagram.
And I will say I am in charge of the Facebook, and I apologize because it's sad. Because of the sad boy running it.
That sounds like some emo rock band.
The sad boy running the face. It's like a Fallout Boy song.
It really is. You should write that song.
Sell it to them.
Exactly.
Anyway, yes, we're also on Instagram, which you do a better job at because you actually post.
I'm on Instagram more, so it is easier, but I could also work on that. Letting people know stuff.
Right. I mean, my internet is mostly just like, I go through Facebook and I'm like, okay, I saw everything that I need to see, and then I go away.
I mean, it's healthy. Yeah. At least that's what the experts are saying.
Yeah.
Less time.
Most
on the
of my time
media.
Is spent going around finding other podcasts to listen to because I don't listen to my own. I'm just kidding.
I must say, Brad, we just have a conversation.
Sacrilege.
What's this about? You don't want to listen to us doing skits?
I don't like the sound of my voice.
I mean, fair. I don't love the sound of my voice either, but.
I know. Well, it is. It's that weird, like, you don't sound the way you think you do.
Well, you don't.
So, yeah, like listening to myself talk back, I'm just like, oh, I'm that. Oh, I'm not going to lie. I kind of think I have an annoying voice.
I'm not going to speak to that.
Like, I was like, shh, Kara, don't answer that question.
You didn't have to strategically say silent right here.
Oh, gee, thanks. I appreciate that.
No, you do not have an annoying voice. I think everybody has a hard time listening to their own voice. I mean, maybe like Mariah Carey doesn't. I don't know. But
well, I mean, all she's trying to do is call to her dolphin brethren with her high-pitched screeching. I know. Oh, that was mean.
I mean,
apologize
fair,
to all the, what do she call them, lambs or butterflies? I think it's lambs. Anyway, all of her,
disturbing.
Fan base.
Her little lamb disturbing fan base.
I don't know.
I think we should throw some Douglas Adams in and be like, hey, the dolphins knew people.
Yeah.
And they like ran away.
They said, thank you. And for all the fish.
So long. And thanks for all the fish.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. The soundtrack to that movie was fire.
It was a great movie. Well,
the movie, it's
Martin
debatable.
Martin Freeman is amazing. The movie itself was but the book is amazing.
Yeah.
And it is not a banned book as far as I can tell.
Why would you bring up banned books, Kara?
Oh, gee, it's I don't as know as that why could be I would a bring subject that
of
topic.
Episode of something we would do.
So heavy-handed.
Oh,
OMG! Well,
you're really good at segueing, and I'm usually not. So I'm glad that you did.
All I know,
it.
Douglas Adams is on a list somewhere in this world.
I mean, he was a very proud and outspoken atheist, so I'm sure somebody out there was just like, "I'm banning your books because you're an atheist" or something like that.
Probably because so, I mean,
yeah, I mean, they're. Other things that have been banned for less.
It feels like every single book has been banned for one reason or another throughout our glorious human history.
At least the good ones.
It's true. They're not banning the very boring, dull ones.
They're not banning crap books.
Alas, who's picking this? Seriously.
Well, I don't know. Have you met my coworkers? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm doing a little
And
heart.
The
I'm
challenge
doing,
was... Issued.
Oh, dude, the little heart hands, little sunset heart hands.
No,
that
it's
you
fair.
Do on Instagram.
I think everybody knows, and it's no secret that book people, particularly booksellers, have some very large opinions about stuff.
Oh, hex yeah.
So,
I mean, again, I read a lot of trash novels, aka the Goosebumps series, which is considered banned. Somebody somewhere has banned Goosebumps books, and shame. Shame on you. Goosebumps are delicious trash and I love them.
And so do so many other kids on this planet. So,
enough to create a wonderfully terrible, you know, early 90s television show and one decent movie, one kind of movie. Meh. It was very meh. Goosebumps 2 was kind of meh. It was fun because it was Halloween themed and I love Halloween.
Yeah, but the movie wasn't good.
It wasn't good, but no, I enjoyed it because it was Halloween. Also, the pumpkins came alive. It was great.
I mean, it's fair.
Yeah, okay, well, we're not turning this into another Goosebumps episode because I feel like I did that already.
But we will be talking about something that you care passionately about in a few minutes, so... There you go.
Minutes. I have to wait.
You have to wait because we have to do the skit.
That's right. We have a skit for you.
Yay.
Because we're actors.
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 Yeah, actors.
All right. Hello there, customer. How are you today?
Yeah, hi. So I'm just like looking at this display here, and this is a really random set of books.
Yeah, these are our banned books. So we just kind of picked some that we wanted to feature, and we've got these little kind of placards, you know, saying like some of the reasons why some of them were banned. Like we've got this one, it's called George. It is a kid's book and it got banned because of the LGBTQ+ content in the book. We've got, you know, like I said, there's some other ones on here like Harry Potter.
Wait, Harry Potter's on this?
Yep.
Why is Harry Potter a banned book?
Some people don't like magic.
Like, I love Harry Potter.
I know.
I am a Slytherin.
Hufflepuff here.
Oh,
so,
there we go.
Yeah. Some people don't like their kids reading magic. And that kind of stems from some religious backgrounds. Like, they don't like that. So
you know, I think I heard about that. Was that when they burnt books?
Yeah. That has happened. I'm not saying every one of them does, but some
That's
have
so
done
weird.
That. It is odd. And you know, being in a bookstore, it's not something that we like doing.
Well, I should hope not.
Yeah.
Man.
It's also a lot of kindling, so that's probably not a good situation.
I mean, yes, yeah. You were correct, sir. Yeah. So, what is this one? What's the Hate You Go? Wasn't that a movie?
It was, yeah. And the movie is based off of this book. It was actually her very first novel. It's her debut. And it got banned real quick. And I kind of agree with why it was banned, because the big reason why is because of the language throughout. Mm-hmm. Like the main character... if I remember correctly, she's like 16. But there are a lot of, for lack of better terms, F-bombs throughout the entire book.
Wait, is this a kid's book?
It is a young adult book. But I would say it's probably on that. I mean, granted, the main character is 16, but I would say like if you, don't want your own 16-year-old to read that kind of language, I'd maybe see if they want to wait. Or, you know, if it's for you, you know.
Yeah, this is for me.
Yeah, so. You're an adult. I think you can handle it. Unless if you just don't like F-bombs.
Oh, I'm all right with it.
Okay.
I mean, as long as there's no book burning going on it.
No book burning.
What's this one now with a mouse on it? Like, is that a mouse? Like, what is this? What's going on here?
Yeah, this is actually fairly, well, I think it's probably been banned a few times, but it did kind of make some headlines because there was somewhere in Tennessee banned it and made a big kind of guff about it because it depicts the Holocaust. I mean, there might be some other stuff in there, but like the big thing was like, apparently there's a school district that doesn't want kids to learn certain parts of history, which is also why this one, which really surprised me, this is one of the more recent ones that I've seen too, caused a big uproar in Pennsylvania. It's the these little kids books, the picture books for I Am series by Brad Meltzer, like the I Am Rosa Parks and I Am Martin Luther King Jr. These actually caused an uproar, and the author himself went to Pennsylvania to the hearing that eventually got them unbanned. So they were banned, and the students rose up and they kind of peacefully protested and, you know, called who they needed to call, did what they needed to do. The author got involved, and then it got unbanned. So it's just weird because like Mr. Meltzer series, like the I Am series has got all kinds of folks, but it was just weird that these two were the ones that got recently banned. But
That sounds like a...
There's some weird reasons why people ban books.
Terrible reason to ban books. Yeah. Or I you know what? I think banning books is wrong. So, you know, I think I'm going to get one of each.
Okay.
So, right. I mean, I have literally like 20 books and I probably will not be in here again for a while, but there we go. You got to support what you're going to support.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So, banned books. The Tennessee thing and the Brad Meltzer thing were absolutely true.
I know they were.
And I probably heard the most about the Brad Meltzer situation, because I'd heard that happened, and then in true fashion, I was watching the Kelly Clarkson show.
Shocking.
I know. And Brad Meltzer was on, but he wasn't on to promote his new book, which came out the following Tuesday. He was on there to talk about like book banning and why these two books as opposed to any of his other books in the I Am series. So he actually like, and he like, she also had the like at least four of the ladies who went to the, I think they went to the high school, but they were in the same like school district. So they were kind of the four more vocal ones about unbanning those two books. So like, you know, they were in contact with him and he was in contact with them, and they got, you know, they did the hearing, and he even read from, like, he read one of the lines from the I Am Rosa Parks book. And, you know, it's essentially talking about like standing up for yourself, doing what you need to do to get things changed. So,
and to be fair, this is just history for little people.
It is. Yeah.
And it's something that we should be teaching.
Yeah.
Across the board. These are spectacular people who deserve their stories told.
Yeah. And yeah. So like it's I remember when I worked at my very first bookstore, we had a very small, it was probably just like a little square table that had a few banned books on it. And I remember picking up one, it was In Tango Makes Three, the little picture book with the penguins. And I was like, oh, I don't know why this is banned. And I just kind of flipped through it, you know, took like a minute to read it. And then I was just like, but why was this banned? And then one of my coworkers, she was actually the kids lead. She's like, oh, because it's, you know, it's two male penguins raising a baby. And I was like, yeah, and? And I was like, it didn't dawn on me that two male penguins raising a baby penguin would be, you know,
worthy of being banned.
It's just like, so you don't want this penguin to have parents? Like,
you want it to be an orphan?
An orphan penguin?
What type of person are you?
Morgan Freeman would be so mad. He narrated that whole penguin movie just for you.
Save the penguins. Clearly, this is what this is about.
Yes. March of the Penguins. March of protest for penguins. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm
going to start weird little riots. Banners.
Yeah. Little penguin. Oh, little penguins and banners. Okay. That's okay. But yeah, I will say I did some homework for this episode. Hey. And I found, oh my gosh. My little gay boy self is just like, all of these books, like I would say a good chunk of some of these books that keep popping up on banned lists are because of gay stuff. And I'm just like, stop. Just stop it. Just little kids. Like, and I understand that there's a lot of like racial history stuff and this and that, but like this, it just seems that, and maybe it was just like me pinpointing with my vision. Like, I'm just like, another gay book is banned. Another gay book is banned. Another gay book is banned. And I keep seeing them. So I'm just like, stop banning gay books. Stop banning, you know, racial history books. Just stop it.
I know, as you just said, there's so many books on that list. And I think what's nearest and dearest to your heart is always what's going to stand out first when you look at that list. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of books are banned for the worst reasons in the world. And it's just wrong across the board.
Like some angry mom. Just like, I don't want my kids seeing Harry Potter, so I'm going to get it banned. It's like, that's like the ultimate calling the manager.
Oh, we hate those people. I want to speak to your manager.
It's like, oh, girl, I am the manager. Calm down. I'm kidding. I'm not.
I mean, you should be, though.
No. I don't want to be.
We vow to you.
Because I don't want to have to handle those people.
I know. That seems like
I'm being... I will clap back, sis. I will clap back.
No, but you're right. And in terms of like how these books get on these lists and are banned across the world, because we didn't just look in America. Yeah, we looked around the world.
Yeah.
It's certain groups at certain times in history have had a problem. And instead of discussing that problem,
they're just being ban like, it.
This exists, but maybe we should have a conversation about this. It's gut reaction of we should ban this book, which of course the next step is to burn the books or to stop publishing. And then we're getting into censorship.
Right.
And where do you draw the line? And is there a line that needs to be drawn?
That is the question. I was like, I mean, for me, I'm just like, yeah, just you want a book, read a book. Like,
right. And
just read it.
I agree. I think everything has a right to exist and be published. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some stuff I probably would not read. It's not because it's bad or not. It's just personal taste.
Like on my trash sci-fi novels.
I love trash sci-fi novels, but like horror.
Oh, don't ban horror.
So I am a scaredy cat.
I need that spooky.
No, nobody should ban anything.
Give me the spooky.
But you see, that's your taste. And so if you go into a bookstore, you have the right to go to the horror store and buy the creepiest, like, I will never sleep again book. Not my cup of tea. So I probably won't. Yeah. That doesn't mean I have the right to be like, oh my gosh, that book is demonic. It should be banned.
See, if it were me, I'd probably ban political books just because... I mean,
well, they're poorly written.
Well, because a lot of them are just like, I'm angry about this specific thing. Let me like just poop out 400 pages.
And that's not a
this party or that party. It's literal. Like, I, I have flipped through my fair share of political books just because I'm curious. So I'm like, why, because some of them are like bestsellers. And I was just like, why? But like, why? So I flipped through them and I start reading like little passages here and there. And I'm just like, this just sounds like angry people.
They
like
are angry.
Being angry about a situation that probably will not even be a situation in like, you know, a year or two. But you pooped out a 400-page book because you're mad. And I was like, isn't that what like blogging is for?
Stop like, wasting paper and trees and just blog.
Save
stupid
the trees.
Politicians.
Ban politic books. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, we're gonna start a riot with this thing.
You
oh my
are,
gosh.
But to be fair,
so fiery.
Their books sure can be published, but again, me and you are probably not gonna buy them or choose to put our money behind them.
Yeah.
But do they have the right to exist? Well,
sure.
I guess.
Not my cup of tea, but.
And I think that's where it goes to, you know, that choice that you have the right to choose what you want to read or
right.
not. Earlier, you mentioned The Hate U Give and mm-hmm. how you understood how that it ended up on a list.
Yeah.
And that is an interesting point because when we're dealing with kids and young adult, we are dealing with a more sensitive audience. And some stuff, they're just not necessarily ready to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that fine line of what kid is ready for what situation and what topic.
Right.
And sometimes banned books kind of slide into that area of, I don't want my child reading it because they're sensitive. Well, is there another way we could deal with that without just saying, off with their heads, let's ban it.
Right. Well, because I know in our little homework chat that we had.
That was just so fun.
Yeah. You had mentioned like doing like almost an equivalent of like a movie rating. Like, oh, this book is rated PG-13 for violence and partial nudity.
Minus the PG part.
You know,
yeah.
Like something like that. Like it wouldn't be like this exact same as like this book is rated PG-13. This book is rated R. This book is rated NC-17. You know, something like that.
The
like,
whole romance section, oh, R. just put a big R over
or
it.
Or NC-17. Let's be honest. Or X, you know.
It's just a huge E, erotic.
Well, it's like even video games have the same thing. It's like rated E for everyone. You know, if you had rated E for erotic, that would confuse
some
people.
That would be
people.
So confusing. Let's not do that.
Like, it's rated E. I can read it.
maybe we should just say, like,
let's
young
not.
Adult and under.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's an interesting thought. You don't have to put an age restriction, but to have a warning label on it saying, this contains scenes of sexual assault or rape or swearing, or because there are kids who have lived through sexual assault and some stuff could be triggering.
I agree that because I even asked some of the folks at my store like kind of how they felt. A lot of people like weren't like all the way pro or all the way, you know, against, you know, except for two people. There were two people who were very like, one was all the way over here and one was all the way over there. But a lot of people ended up being kind of in the middle. They're like, well, maybe like for like kids and young adult, like you put some kind of like this book contains blah, 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 you know, because of the sensitivity of the ages. Also, not every parent is going to be like, you know, not every parent's going to explain everything to their child. And not every parent is not going to explain everything, you know, like it's all just a big mishmash of variations. Because some people will literally from womb to the tomb will, you know, show their kids literally anything and everything. They'll be like, do you have questions about, you know, this? Well, let me show you. Let me tell you. It's like, and then there's the parents who just are silent about all of it. Like they speak nothing of it. So you, and then there's everybody in between. So like, I feel like having that kind of heads up on the book, even if it's just like on the back, you know,
mini
like,
writing.
Yeah, just kind of like in like a little box that says like contains strong language, contains, you know, scenes of this
war.
Yeah, yeah. So but like I feel like it, if anything, maybe it isn't as big of an issue with adult books or what are considered adult books, because you know, like by then you know to, well, again, this is assuming that everybody when they go into a bookstore, they're gonna like read, okay, what is this book about? Let me read the back, or let me open the cover and see, because it also depends. If you have a hardcover, all that information's in the little inside sleeve. If it's a paperback, usually it's on the back. But yeah, you just kind of read what it's about so you can kind of get an idea. But I feel like there are certain ones where like it may sound safe on the outside, but then you actually start reading it and you're like, holy crud, this is violent AF. And you're just kind of like, I did not get that from
the cover with the cover, little penguin on it.
Yeah. It's like, gay penguins killing everybody.
You need to write that book.
Oh,
and then they're protesting,
you know,
and then they're killing everyone.
Don't tempt me.
These poor
I
penguins.
Might. I really
there's
just
a
might.
Lot going on with them.
I really want to do that now.
No, but fair. I mean, I think for me, like when you walk into the romance section, we went from, which they were super cheesy, from the bodice ripper covers, which it was like,
yes, the, kind
exactly,
of romance as
which
opposed
is
to the
half naked people, kinda. Where you're like, okay, yeah, clearly there's going to be a lot of like, you know, hot sex in this and stuff, to all these cutesy cartoon covers, which make it look like
a rom-com.
Like, well, these rom-coms, these PG-13 rom-coms, and then you open them up and you're like, whoo. This is some steamy rom-com
it's
going
like,
on here.
It's like, dang, J.R. Ward. I only say that because I literally...
Did not get that from the cover.
I've never read a J.R. Ward book, but I was curious. So I open... It's literally called The Beast.
I feel like that title could have given it away.
I feel like I knew, but I also... Like, since I'd never read a romance, I've never read a... steamy romance. So I was just like, okay, what does this writing look like? So I opened the book and I knew that it was, I was like, maybe I'll land on a safe page. Nope. I landed on a page where she was describing junk. And I was like, okay. I know what this
descriptions of said junk in these books, but yes.
Well, you know, again, because some people are like, ooh, like they might sugarcoat it a little, and be like, oh, there was an excitement down there, you know, that's what they might actually have written in the book. And then others are like, well, it blah, 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 and you're like, oh, that's
I
bit
feel
much
like we're getting I'm away from the the whole like covering it up fade to black thing, which is fair, like like we keep saying in this, like everything should be available. And everybody should have the choice what they want to read and what they don't want to read. It's totally up to you.
But maybe if there were a heads up on books, I feel like that wouldn't be the end of the world.
You're talking about most sex in books that really has picked up in young adult. Like I've read the last two young adult books I've read have been fairly steamy for that genre. We're describing a lot, and I'm saying a lot, like romance kind of a lot. And I keep going back to it. That's totally, I mean, if you're a 16-year-old and up, maybe, yeah, whatever.
I mean,
I don't know your life.
Yeah.
But if you're a 13, 14-year-old and you're shopping in that area, that does become a little bit of a, well, who actually knows where you're at? You might be a 13-year-old who is still
not
9,
there.
10 in terms of where you're seeing, how you're seeing the world. So stuff like that where we have a little bit like a, hey, contains A, B, C, and D could be helpful for everyone.
Yeah. And that's, and like I said, a lot of... like the coworkers that I asked about that, like they all seem to at least somewhat agree on the maybe like kids and young adult has the little heads up sticker or something like that. And a lot of them said young adult specifically. But yeah, like I don't know if like banning books straight out just because they have this or just because they have that. Like,
I think that's always wrong, honestly.
It is, yeah, it is weird. And again, this little gay boy is just like, stop banning gay, stop.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's
I
not
okay. I would have killed to have that, like, available to me. I mean, granted, I probably still would have had to, like, sneak and read it because maybe I wasn't ready for anybody to know. But at least if I was able to, like, sneak something and read it, then I could be like, okay, there is other folks like me, and maybe this could help me come out. Like, maybe, you know, it could end up being a resource, even though it's all it is a little story about
penguins. You
know, penguins. Yeah. Well, there's also one. There's one, and it's a cute little novel. It's oh my gosh, I'm literally blanking on it right now. But it's about this little middle schooler who discovers drag. And, like, you know, and then he discovers that he has a crush on another boy. And it's just like, I mean, granted, I'm not a drag queen, but at least, like, I feel like having something like that.
I can see the cover in my head. I just cannot remember the title.
I know. It's you know, because the little kid's on a stage and I'm like, ugh. but yeah, like, just, I mean, even if it wasn't as out there, like, I mean, that one's very obvious, but like even if it was something like a book where, you know, it's all it is, you know, like maybe a middle school story and da, 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 and like maybe the main character has a gay best friend, you know, like just anything to, you know, and it's not just like a throwaway character kind of thing, like if they actually, you know, focused on that side character and, you know, stuff like that. Like maybe the story was the gay character came out to the main character kind of thing. Like any teeny tiny little thing, I feel like I would have been able to like grasp onto and be like, okay,
I'm not alone.
Maybe this, you know, maybe this could help me kind of thing. It could become a resource, you know? So, yeah.
Just this was a closing thing for everyone to think about a bit is, you know, growing up in Zimbabwe, it was illegal to identify or be LGBTQ. And as far as I know, it is still illegal. It's a thing all over the world still.
Yeah.
And you can imagine what type of censorship comes along with that. And, you know, where we are right now in the world with what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine.
Yeah,
you know, dictators are never going to stop.
No,
they are what they are, and they do censorship, and that's a real legit thing in Russia, is all the censorship that's going on.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about banned books and censorship, really the next step is what Russia is doing, and it's so important to guard against that. I think,
yeah, ban Russia. Just
hashtag ban Russia.
I mean, nothing. I mean, no, I'm sure fair, they have, you know. Yeah, they have great, great folks and stuff like that. I'm not going to lie. I've had some really good Russian food,
me
but
too.
That's also because, you know, little chunky kids like food. but yeah, like, I feel like, yeah, it does seem to be like you start with the little things and then all of a sudden you're some crazy militant situation. And it's, you know, hopefully, you know, everything cools down and and folks back off. Like, way to bring it down, Cara. Sorry.
I'll just say hashtag stand with Ukraine.
Yeah,
you know, coming from Zimbabwe, I feel very strongly about that. Because if we've learned anything from the Second World War, because the Nazis love to burn books and ban books. Man,
yeah.
That was a list. It should be appeasement doesn't really work. And you kind of have to say no to these bullies.
Kick them in the behind.
Exactly. Otherwise, we end up in a worse place, in a worse war.
Yeah.
As a result. So anyway, that's my spiel. Hashtag stand with Ukraine. Hashtag don't ban books.
Yes, please don't ban books. If you ban books, we ban you.
And hashtag save the penguins.
Yes, save the penguins, or else they will murder you, because I am about to write that book. I'm going to write these murder penguin books.
Murder penguins. I cannot wait to read those books and watch them end up on a list.
It's going
to
be a children's picture book too. Don't worry, I'll put a heads up on it.
Just put a warning. Contains penguin violence. And on that note, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
And we will
have fun, make wise choices.
Exactly.
You know, all that fun stuff.
Go read a book.
Yeah, go read a book.
Yay.
My favorite banned book is The Hate U Give, because it made me cry. And it's so good. And Lord of the Rings, but you know. Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
That's because people think that mysticism, I think, is the word in the banning. Mysticism and magic are bannable situations. But yeah, read Lord of the Rings, read The Hate U Give.
You should definitely read Lord of the Rings. And magic is always awesome. And I would say my favorite banned book is probably going to be Harry Potter or Philip Pullman's books, which were also banned for anti-religious. So.
That's right.
Oh, yay, people so of the good. World who suck.
All right. Well, happy. Think.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.